Welcome to Columbus Bicentennial Minute. This is Brian Curtis, and here I am outside of the Lincoln Theater, which originally was known as the Ogden Theater Lodge, and it opened on Thanksgiving Day in 1929. This is the pinnacle of the jazz scene in Columbus. The Lincoln Theater is part of the King Lincoln District.
The King Lincoln District was the cradle of jazz music civilization from the 1930s to the 1960s. Places like the Lincoln Theater and long-gone venues like the 502 Club, the Copa Club, and Club Jamaica hosted well-renowned African-American entertainers, plus local musicians like Hank Marr, Sweets Edison, Gene Walker, and Rashawn Roland Kirk. Mount Vernon Avenue was a booming business center with businesses owned by whites and blacks. There were shops up and down both Mount Vernon Avenue and Long Street. After the construction of Interstate 71 in the 1960s, the area started to decline, and many of the businesses on Mount Vernon Avenue and Long Street closed, including some of the hot spots that made the neighborhood famous for its jazz sound. Recent revitalization, including the renovation of the Lincoln Theater and the Alpha Building on Long Street, the addition of the King Lincoln Gateway, plus the Near East Side Pact with the Ohio State University, the City of Columbus, and CMHA, will help restore the King Lincoln District to its glory. The King Lincoln District is also part of the Bronzeville neighborhood, and the Near East Side and the southern portions of the neighborhood overlap with Old Town East.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, outside the historic Lincoln Theater in the King Lincoln District, I'm Brian Curtis.